It is now a show. Wow, the technical aspects of the production. This is the Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. We are live, unless you're not listening live. It's Wednesday. It's October 26, 2022. And it's Travis Bryant. It's Cameron Hawkins. And we're on a new platform. We're coming to you live in that crisp 4K sound and visuals. I'm going to let Cameron explain to you guys like how to do all the following and the interactions, because I'm not sure if I'm too clear on that. I see Kylan in the queue. We got tech support on deck, literally. So yeah, this is our first show on StreamYard, and we are learning as we go along. We got a bit of a crash course in the format and the studio and what have you. But yeah, like a lot of folks, this is new to us, or certainly new to me, besides being a host, a co-host, and a guest on a few things where I didn't have to do anything but go live and say hi. But Cameron Hawkins, hello.
Yeah, hi. How's it going? I'm like, I got so many apps and devices like open in front of me. Like, I don't even think I need to use the stream or the OBS Streamlab, because like I'm on Twitch right now because it's like going by itself, you know. So kind of a different level of interactivity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm golden. Cool to be on a new platform. It's funny. So you type go live, but like all the comments are like yours. So
I was like, oh, wait a second. So I was like, okay, that we'll have to somehow address that. Oh, there is a private chat thing, so maybe we could use that. But I was sitting here looking at the grayed out, like Kylan currently is there, but he's grayed out, and I just wasn't getting it. I was like, I see us. The thing said go live, and all right, that's enough inside baseball. We got a show. We got wrestling to talk about. We've got some things maybe in the culture to talk about or to blatantly ignore. Cam, tell these new, well, I assume there's a lot of new folks listening too, but tell everyone that is listening and not listening, and we'll hear this later, how can they listen live? How can they interact with us live? How can they, you know, get on air and talk to us? How can they leave their comments? All the interactivity.
You see, we have a comment that says we're doing it live.
Fifth Sunday. Who just followed the YouTube? Exactly. Appreciate it.
So, yeah. So, we kind of have everything going right now. Pick your poison. You can follow us on the Facebook fan page, Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. You can follow it on my YouTube. It's Cameron Hawkins, Trav's YouTube, Travis Bryant, my Twitch, twitch.tv/Seahawk. My Twitter, Seahawk, Trav's Twitter, Travlord. And what's our East Coast Cast Twitter? Is it
PW Torch? At East Coast Cast.
At East Coast Cast. Hi, Craig. Mm-hmm. I knew it was somebody who knew the inside joke from the beginning of every show, Craig. Thank you. Yeah, so basically you can follow us everywhere, man. You can actually watch a live, or you can watch along live if you're on Twitter and pop in and pop out. So yeah, just kind of everywhere, man. We had a conversation. We've been having a conversation for a while about, you know, this is episode 599, and we've done 500 plus of them kind of on the same format going back 10 years, 12 years. So, you know, it was time to get with the times a little bit, man, to make sure that this show is as interactive as possible, to make sure that it's familiar technology with everybody. So, yeah, those are all the different ways. And I'm sure we are going to be able to put this show up on a YouTube afterward, in case you can't watch live, just so you can get back to it. So yeah, there we are.
Do you have your, I'm hearing the show in the background on a delay.
Nothing else going.
It's probably
matter of fact, let me, let me know if that helped, cause I did just mute my mic on Twitch, even though it's not live. I don't know. Everything's muted over here, though. Maybe Kylan has the show on. I don't know.
Well, I don't have him added to the stream, so
You hear? So you hear the echo?
No, it's like the full show, just like 5 or 6 second delay.
Can't think what it might be. I'm closing everything as we're talking.
What do you have
open other than Man of a Million Tabs? What else do you have open?
Oh, I do have.
It's you.
No, that's YouTube I'm music. Blaming you.
I have nothing else open.
So no, just,
don't play that.
This makes it even better. So actually, I don't even need to like have my Twitch stuff open because the Twitch stream or the Twitch chat also comes in here.
Oh, there's McFarty Butt.
So great. Making lives easy. There we go.
Watch as soon as he turns his... I guess not.
Yeah. Again, stop talking as me. I'm seeing me say so many things in the chat. It's like Seahawk didn't say that. What?
So it's just me then?
It's you. Yeah. Nobody else. I don't think anybody else can hear duplicate. It's just you.
Oh my goodness. This is going to drive me crazy.
What do you have open?
Nothing. Torch? Facebook's on?
Anything other than this tab open, you have too many tabs open.
Okay, I'm going to click off. Even though it's muted. Oh. It wasn't muted. So it was your Twitch stream that I had.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that sent me. So what you're saying is we don't even need the Twitch open to interact with folks?
Like mine's like I have my Streamlabs open and I had it open on my iPad and we literally do not need it.
Yeah, there's everything's same here. Comment. Hello, Travis.
Everything that's okay. Checked off is here.
But we can't even respond because it's going to be like...
That's fine. Well, I think that's just going to come with the territory, though.
Yeah, we're going to figure that out. Okay. Twitch off. StreamYard's the only thing up. Okay. Deep breath. Welcome to the show, everybody. Again, we're learning as we go along. But it's pretty intuitive. During our crash course last night, I was like, this is really just kind of intuitive and easy to use and very, very obvious in what you're supposed to do. Except, hey, turn off the Twitch stream.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah. Now I'm hearing the old good old traditional echo.
The standard echo.
Can't fucking win, but... That's, I think, and possibly an internet thing. Okay, where are we going to start? What are we talking about?
Hey, Boris, what's up? Boris on Facebook again, serving the masses now, baby.
Oh wow, it does say which each.
Who. Yeah. We can. You want to start with Halloween Havoc?
Yes.
Okay. Because we did have NXT last night too. Main event: Bron Breakker retains against Dragunov and JD McDonagh. Dragunov eats the pin. Fun match, man. Those three are all really, really good. Like, you know, Bron Breakker is good and getting better, but Dragunov, man, Dragunov is just different. He is ready to die at a moment's notice any match. And so him eating that spear at the end was great. A lot of good near falls. Really enjoyable main event. You know, bringing over basically a whole roster to feud with Braun and everybody else, I think has been really good. Don't get rid of me. I'm pretty. Bingo. Wait, what are you trying to do? This one?
Yes.
There you go. Well, actually, I want to do this so everybody can see our pretty faces. Let's see. Not that. That. No, not that. Damn it, Travis. I'm blaming you for this. I want to put you up there and me down there. But it's saying no. Anyway, hi, J-Ray. Really good main event. You know, bringing over basically the cream of the crop from another roster from Ronda feud with, have really good matches with. I think it's been good. They gave him 24 minutes. So it was a nice, long, drawn out deal. It was really
Do you read anything into Ilya taking the pin?
Well, what they did last night was they had him and JD go one-on-one, and JD basically choked him out. So it looks like choked him out clean. So it looks like JD's won that portion of everything. So we'll see kind of where that goes. But yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. But yeah. Yeah. Again, good long main event there. Mandy Rose retaining against Alba Fire after going through the crazy haunted house with Chucky was there. People with machetes, somebody's in a freezer, Swamp Thing was there.
because the show was built with the aesthetic of the, you know, Halloween Havoc, and they had the big over the top, you know, video of all the like monsters and folks in monster gimmick. I gave it a bit of a pass, having the ridiculous haunted house stuff. And Chucky is, you know, I guess they're a little cross promotion there. I get that. But it's like they bought their couple of the ideas back from the cinematic. Remember the cinematic days? We thought that was going to be like the new wave, and that
And then the Bray Randy. There was some stuff, some of that in there for sure.
And I was thinking about the women's one, I think at WrestleMania, and that might have been the same year Ray fell off a bit. The whole WWE.
No. So you're talking about Money in the Bank.
Oh, was it Money in the Bank? Yeah, okay.
Remember they went to.
Well, right. It was for Money in the Bank. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There was no zombie ref, J. Ray. There was not a zombie ref.
It was an opportunity to do really silly stuff, and they limited it. They limited it mostly to the haunted house. I don't remember. Besides, again, just gimmickry around the ring and how the lights and the displays and decorations. They didn't go. I don't think they could have. They could have bought the zombie out. Remember him from ECW?
Everybody. Yes, I do remember the ECW zone.
Set the whole tone for that run.
And it's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, even King of Diamonds in the chat, Roxanne has to be the one to beat Mandy. It seems like that, because you have them go through all that, and then she beats Alba Fire in 7 minutes. It's like, oh, okay. We see where it looks like you're going with this. But yeah, they really built Roxanne up. They had her beat Cora Jade in that crazy Weapons Wild match. And you were, you know, kind of afraid they would go the Bayley route of, I can't go there with Asuka. So I can't go there with Alexa. But Alexa can go there. She's going to DDT me right on
my head. Oh, right. And take my title. Like, make me look like a complete chump. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had her win. Julius Creed and Damon Kemp, ambulance match. I thought it was fine. I think that on an entire show full of gimmick matches, they could have went, you know, a bit harder and a bit shorter in that match. But I thought it was good. I thought they got done what they needed to. Like, I like Damon Kemp as a heel. Like, I think he's nasty. I think he's conniving. I enjoy him as a heel. Apollo Crews and Grayson Waller. It was a casket match because it was a spin the wheel match. Like, there was really nothing behind it that it needed to be anything outside of a wrestling match. And Grayson Waller even kind of talked his way out of losing that on Tuesday.
And of all the gimmicks to have, I know, again, it's the Halloween stuff and a casket match makes sense in aesthetically and just decorations wise, but a casket match with no heat is okay. I don't want to say no heat, but Grayson Waller and Apollo Crews have had a decent TV feud, but to end in a casket match, and maybe was that the blow off? Is the feud over? I didn't see Tuesday, so I didn't.
Yeah, it's over because now Apollo's focusing on the title.
Okay,
and Grayson Waller's actually facing R-Truth next week. Yes, R-Truth came out while Wesley was celebrating because Grayson Waller tried to interrupt him. And I did just put the link if anybody wants to be a guest. I just tossed that in the chat. But yeah, he came out. R-Truth was fun, just like he was fun on Monday. And so Grayson Waller, R-Truth next week. And yeah, you had the ladder match. Really, really super athletic. I mean, you got guys in there that can do anything. Really physical. Von Wagner almost killed a lady with the ladder. It's a massive thermos thing.
Oh, thermos game is on gigantic.
yeah, but a good match. Of course, I thought Melo was going to pull it out. Wesley, great pick. If you look at the entirety of his story, you know, kind of handpicked tag team champ, loses his partner, goes through depression, has to overcome a lot, and is North American champion. So really good feel-good story. Really enjoyed that. Probably my match of the night. I think so.
Did this come out of anywhere, out of nowhere, or is it one of those things where you could see the signs looking back on the last? Yeah,
I think they were telling a very good story with Wesley, fighting from under, and even like all the antagonizing that Trick Williams did of him. Yeah, I think this is how you play that story out. I think
okay. It was really good. So to me, it did feel, because I don't follow TV week to week, and it's like, okay, pay-per-view, let me at least see some highlights of these big matches. And it just kind of came out, for me, it felt like out of nowhere. Like, okay, yeah, that guy's, I know he's been back for a little bit, but is he championship? Yeah. Just considering the last couple champions they've had been, you know, of that title, I guess all of the, besides Ricochet, that's a personality championship. Not that the guys that held it can't work. Maybe Ricochet and Johnny Gargano.
But it
seems like
a Cole. You know, it's been a Velveteen. Absolutely, yeah. A Mello, and all those guys can work. But absolutely, like. Also, like, with a very strong personality, absolutely.
And
you got Roddy in there, who I love, who people would say doesn't have the best personality, but yeah,
I think he's done fine for himself, personality wise. He cannot be a tryhard. That would be obvious for a guy that's just not naturally bombastic and charismatic, at least on camera.
You see, my man Ken said it was this girl Tiffany that almost died. Did you see the? Almost hitting it with a ladder. Did you see that?
Yes.
Von Wagner.
My man, yeah, forehead.
He almost took old lady out, yeah.
Neanderthal.
So yeah, good show. We'll see kind of where we go. Okay, when Wes lost clean to Melo on NXT before it. Also, you don't gotta call it a PLE. You can let them call it a PLE. You don't gotta call it a PLE. It literally costs money outside of the cable bill to watch it. You ain't got to call it a PLE. But I will say this, in defense of it being a PLE, with a pay-per-view, once you buy the pay-per-view, if you want to watch it again, you do got to buy it again. So it is literally pay-per-view, right? With the PLE, you're paying that one flat rate and you can watch it as long as you have that one subscription. So, okay, I'll back off a little bit. I'm still not saying the shit. I'm changing my ways.
Might look back 2 years later and I routinely call it PLEs, but it's going to just be one of those things that has to.
What Media Scrum is just a lie. That's literally not what it is.
Yeah, that was just a full on press conference.
The wrong words to describe the thing. In the. Like, I feel like they use that to create a false sense of importance where one isn't needed. Like, did you really put the Philly? Okay. All right. Where one isn't needed. And so it's just kind of silly. No, Trev, I did not. See SmackDown. How was SmackDown?
SmackDown was really good. And
I saw what's gonna happen to Jey Uso because he don't know how to act.
He don't know how to keep his cool. And I hope when they address it on Friday, either Roman or somebody brings it up, is how not just defiant, but like he went out of his way to be defiant. Like it wasn't something that that just happened, and they look back like, hey, what, you know, he got talked to beforehand. in the middle of it, could have stopped a couple of times. So he's going to get a pretty good dressing down. I think it's still way too early if you're going to do a Jey Uso breakaway. I don't think this is the way you go about it, because it almost makes me, you know, I'm not going to be mad at Roman Reigns for how he reacts, because the leader of your group, your tribal chief, all the gimmickry.
I told you.
He told you.
And I said words.
You blatantly didn't listen. You just defied. So you're kind of, Jay's definitely the heel in that situation. Like, even though he's defying another heel, he's not Batista defying Triple H to do something or whatever. So if they're thinking Jay versus Roman somewhere down the line, they've got to make him more likable, because everybody likes Sammy. So his hatred for Sami Zayn is irrational and seen as just he's being a hater, and he don't like the guy because his brother gets along with him, and that's just some people you just don't get along with. But he's taking it to the next level, and probably a level after that. So he's not likable. Roman Reigns is unlikable, and as sociopathic as he is, you know, he's still Roman Reigns, still, you know, big star, and I'm just going to side with him in this one. So it'll be interesting to see how, again, just if they're thinking about going where I think they're going, or could go. I don't think they're going to do it for sure. It's interesting watching and seeing how these little personality tweaks and how they go along telling this story.
So I want to show for Monday. And again, this is one of the benefits of us having this thing together, and you don't have to watch on delay, and everybody who's watching can see this. Of course, Monday has a moment. Let me share the screen. Let me present. Monday has a moment. Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Bring that back.
And that was not some hurried scoop slam. Mm-hmm. That was a full on. He posted. She got her hand in position, took a breath, slam.
Like, and that talk was that shit.
And then talk shit. Major shit. Oh, too sweet. Just oof.
It was amazing, man. They're building her up in a way that if we get to her and Bianca, it is going to feel like not only a big deal, it's going to feel like Bianca can't beat her. Like, Bianca Belair has been the EST in just about every match since that Sasha match, you know? And, you know, you got her and Rhea being the last two in the Royal Rumble. Like, there's Royal Rumble from 2021. Like, there's just so many parallels, and I've talked about, you know, them being Rock and Austin in a way. Like, they're going to have Rhea just be as an absolute killer by the time it's time for her to get to Bianca, and people are going to have every reason to believe that Rhea's going to beat her. That's going to be fun. I hope they don't rush it, that is going to be fun.
And then the booking decision is, do you have Rhea take the title off of her for a month or two and then build back, or maybe longer? That's going to be a decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't see Judgment Day doing what the Bloodline is doing. You know,
they're not getting all the belts.
They're not going to ever hold all the belts, or, you know, so Rhea Ripley as the one champion in the group would would say some things, would just feel a way that could be cool, and not even have Priest and Dominic and Balor like feeling some kind of way and being salty. And
Finn's even said like he doesn't like to be identified as the leader of the group. Like that's not what they're going for. You know,
I meant the girl is the only champion.
No, exactly. And like they even talked on TV about her being like the leader.
Yeah.
Like not in so many words. So yeah, I think her being champion and running the show with the talent that's there, like, I think it'll be great. And again,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
But you got guys who like, of course, like her and Priest, like have a real life friendship. Balor, who does not strike you as the type to like not be secure in his masculinity. You know what I mean? And right. Then you have Dominic, who's the newest guy. What the fuck could he say if he felt away? Not to say he would, but
I
think it'd be a great like juxtaposition of what they've ordinarily presented. That would be really cool.
And it certainly would make that their group just stand out.
Absolutely.
And feel different. And if they're just gung-ho about her being the champion and it's, you know, genuine and there's nobody side-eyeing and feeling any kind of way, yeah, that could be cool. But, yeah, what do you do with Bianca in the meantime? Like, it's always a risk taking the title off somebody who's relatively hot. Like, I don't think Bianca Belair as the champion has cooled off significantly enough.
Like not even this year. Like it would be next year. You see the comment at the bottom. Fight me about it then. 180. I'd give you a 180, motherfucker. Anyway. No time this year. Like we should get through Survivor Series. We should get through. I mean, do you have them? I think you wait till WrestleMania. Like you don't want Bianca like to main event all the WrestleManias, but like,
why not?
If we go back, if you go WrestleMania, WrestleMania, let's go through 20, 14, Austin, 15, Austin and Rock, 16, Rock, 17, Austin and Rock, 18, you have Triple H Jericho, but technically 16 you had Triple H, right?
Yeah, that was the
19 right. That's when you switch it up to where you have like Lesnar and Angle, but then 20 Triple H. Like, so it's been a mix of the same guys, like, and then once you get to Cena, you know,
once you get to Cena, once you get to Hogan, once you get to Roman Reigns, it's just like, yeah, that's so how it is.
You do want that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Because with this Hogan Cena and hopefully they're crossing their fingers, Roman Reigns means.
Could you imagine that though? Rhea running it for a year and Bianca fighting through, like Bianca winning an elimination chamber, not even the Rumble, to get her title shot back.
I mean, you have the dynamic of three men protecting their woman's champion. And you could absolutely make her dominant.
Yeah.
Paint that belt purple, and just because, you know, they're like, well, we're going to run with it. So let's give her the freedom to do some personalizing on this belt. But yeah, that now that I'm thinking about it more, I kind of want to see that eventually.
Did you see Dominic's promo on Monday?
Yeah.
So when he started to say that he's the Eddie Guerrero of his generation, he's like, wait. Eddie Guerrero was the Dominic Mysterio of his generation. I was like, yo, this is working so well. This is perfect.
It's a good line, and he delivered it fairly well. And
but
this
not even just the line. Like, it's working. And they don't, like...
You mean Dominic crowd, Mysterio is working?
Yeah, that crowd does not think that Dominic Mysterio doesn't belong, right? Like there's all kinds of online critiques about is he good enough, him messing up in the ring. Like, and I'm not saying they're not valid, but the crowd in front of him is not like this guy doesn't belong. It's like I hate him for what he did to his daddy and how he's talking about our heroes.
Right.
Right. So yeah, it's gonna be some time, but I think it's working.
Yeah, it's working for now. And I think he's gotten better, obviously. I mean, he had nowhere to go but up because he's so new and so fresh to the thing. But he's not anything special. And I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean it. And he's not like Kurt Angle, who came in and just immediately got it.
Yeah.
And he was a guy who wasn't even, you know, around wrestling. He didn't particularly grow up with wrestling or being a wrestling fan. You know, it was kind of there. But
I'm trying to think of who would be like a better example, because it's difficult. Like, we saw Ava Rain. Did you see Ava Rain?
I only saw the still shots.
Okay. So there, I mean, I like that they're doing something different with her, right? Like, Charlotte very much fits into what Ric Flair does because of how athletic she is, because she has that pedigree. You know, she was a D1 athlete herself. Like, mm-hmm. she's that, right? But a lot of these kids, man, like, you being junior or, like, Randy Orton was better than his damn daddy, right? Yeah. Like, that was...
Absolutely.
It was different. Like Randy Orton was, like, tall and good looking and could drop kick you off the top of a building. Like, it was different, right? But like Scott Putski, he looked the part, but he had nothing.
Well, he's a big Sean guy,
yeah. Stasiak, he looked the part, but he ain't have nothing. You know what I mean? So directly being, you know, that ain't gonna work. Like, dressing Dom up like Ray. And I've said this outside of Ray, right? They've been looking to recreate superhero face guy since 1996, right? And people have, like, who's even come close to being masked superhero? Like, I like Ray Fenix, but it ain't like the kids. Well, I don't even know if kids go to AEW shows. And I'm like thinking about it right now. You don't see no little kids at AEW. But, you know, he's not that. And Pence is not that, you know? So I don't know. Like, Dom needs to not, like, him not dressing up just like his dad, color-wise and question marks all over him and doing the same moves and all that. Like, this is better for him because there ain't but one of those, you know?
For sure.
Chavo couldn't be Eddie, and he was damn. He was Eddie's age doing the same shit.
It's just for me and Dominic Guerrero, it's or damn Dominic Mysterio. He's getting better, but I think a lot of it is his voice. I think a lot of it has to do with he just sounds like a kid, and he doesn't have a ton of authority
or his voice.
Defiance in his voice. He's just kind of, he's, I don't want to, you know, it's going to sound like an insult, and it probably halfway is, but he sounds like he's playing wrestler in his bedroom, cutting a promo in the mirror. You know, and I'm going to come out, I'm going to get you, and, you know, cracking his lines. Mm-hmm. Like when the crowd interrupts him, and when they do that thing, there's just a way, I don't know. It's probably me just nitpicking and just because I don't particularly care for the kid. I'm just maybe looking for things. But he's going to have to turn it on, and something's going to have to click. And I mean this all personality wise. I don't have any problem with his work in ring. That's just a thing that's just going to get better as he does it more. But personality-wise is where he's got to turn it up. And this is the vehicle for him. This is much better than him being babyface, smiling, and high-fiving his dad every week. That worked for 2 years, and they told that story. But, yeah, he doesn't have any stress in his voice, King Luster. Like, has he gone through things? If they were playing him like an angsty kid, I would be a little more accepting with the kind of thing they were doing at the split. But now that he's with Judgment Day, I'm supposed to take him as, you know, look at him wearing black and he's got his hair slicked back. He's got this sneer on his face, which I don't believe. Mm-hmm. You know, like the kid never. It's like, have you ever, you know, bust somebody windows or graffitied on some shit? Or not that you can't be a bad kid and be as a, you know, privileged, you know, wealthy with privileged wealthy parents, but
him with a red face would be funny. It's a great point though. Like Dominic and Cora Jade, they both turned him heel, and I think that. Like, they're definitely both more effective like that. He does have a soft face. Like, he does. Like, he has a soft face, and he's not, like, he's not good-looking like his dad. You know, Ray took that mask off, grew his hair out a little bit, and they were like, oh, it's a good-looking little dude. You know what I mean? Like, and that worked for him while he was doing the Filthy Animals thing. And Dominic's just, he's a regular guy. Ain't no wrong with being a regular guy. But, like, they do have to lean into this, I think, to develop some character for him. Because, like, the I feel like the ring work's going to come when they find out exactly what they want him to be, when he stops doing exactly what his dad does, you know. He's going to put on size. Because he's, like, you know, he's a big kid. You know, like, emphasis on the kid. Like, he's going to have to put in some work in the weight room. Like, he's, you know, that's probably an adjustment, too. Like, he's so much taller than his dad is, right? Yeah. And so, like, with Ray, like, it wasn't – and Ray was always in good shape. But outside in a few years where Ray was a damn tank for whatever reason, you know, he probably, like, doesn't eat 3,000 calories a day or whatever, right? Like, Ray just like a normal dude. And so building up a body that you've never had to build in your household is probably different. And, you know, Dominic eating the finest of fruits and grapes and berries in the big crib. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Drinking water straight off the top of a mountain that they had to fly in via helicopter. And so, yeah, there's probably some development that's still needed. And he didn't go through, like,
any kind of developmental, to actually train beyond, like, I mean, outside, like, of, you know, whatever equipment and stuff they have at their own crib.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he was in the wrestle, PC. But wasn't on a weight program, like a food program, you know what I'm saying?
Or,
like,
even beyond just this build and kind of that thing, he didn't do spot shows with 75 people on that NXT loop back in 2017 or 18. He wasn't, you know, doing that. So just it's really the little things that unfortunately comes with when you put somebody who's never been on TV, who's never outside of, you know, appearances as Rey Mysterio's son in a storyline, it's hard to say now turn it on, be a star, when it's like, well, how do you do that? Well, I'm going to pretend as best I can until it feels natural, until I feel like a damn star or know I'm a damn star.
Yeah.
So anything from so we talked about a little bit about SmackDown, the Jay and Roman stuff. That's going to be interesting coming this Friday. Anything from Dynamite last week sticks out a week later? Anything headed into any comments on the a week later on the Moxley Regal, or I'm sorry, the MJF Regal interaction that got a decent amount
of course, like,
buzz last week.
You know, yeah. I talked to the guy that night. He says thank you. Because he knew how good it was. And then he gets on Twitter and is like, they tell me I cut the best promo of my life every time I cut a promo. And I'm like, you kind of smoking it, big dog. Like, you doing your thing. I thought it was good. With AEW, look, Trav, like, I'm like, I watched the show. Willow got signed. So Willow's officially with the company.
Yeah.
Let me see.
As much as I worry about the men they bring in, as far as, like, folks that have been either on the indies that I just don't know, it's double with the women. Like, I've seen Willow. I think I might follow her on Instagram. Mm. But I do worry about some of these new, really young wrestlers that they bring in straight from their local promotion with no buffer. They don't even have, like, a power plant. Like, WCW had a power plant where there was a, you know, this facade of training, right? You know, you take a big muscle head guy and teach him how to take bumps. That was the power plant. they don't have that. So I do worry about folks like Willow, even though she can wrestle, and I've seen her work. But once she gets on TV and a million people are watching, and not just, you know, maybe 100 or so that are at her local promotion or iPay-per-view or whatever she's been a part of, folks like, not, and I'm not, don't want to be picking on her. You just brought her up, and it made me think of something I've been...
We talked about AEW as it happened. So first off, you know, Paige and Moxley. Paige took a clothesline wrong, had a concussion. They jumped in immediately. He's good now. Hopefully, you know, they're cautious with that. You know, just fell wrong, and that happens. I thought Dalton Castle and Chris Jericho was really, really good for the ROH title. Dalton Castle's, he's such a joy.
He really is.
Joy.
And it's just, and I'm so glad that he finally gets to get put on, whether it's long term or not. Yeah, at this point of his career and his, I don't know how much is, can the guy, can you put a guy whose body's been through as much as it has? Can you then go, hey,
come up to his armpits?
Now we're going to need you to, you know, be a featured part of a nationally, you know, cable wrestling promotion.
Exactly.
But I'm glad he's getting a chance, and for a million folks to watch him every week, or hopefully every week.
So MJF's cashing in Full Gear, like it's been stated that's happening. And when is Full Gear? What's the date? That would be November the 9th. Damn, that's next weekend. I guess we need to get together. I guess, like, I need to fire up the grill, so to speak. November 9th, yeah. That is great. No, because the damn 31st is...
Sunday?
31st is Monday.
Monday.
So, oh, I'm tripping. That's old Full Gear.
Oh.
It's the night, Saturday, November 19th.
Ah, okay, that's a little more.
Yeah, that sounds a bit better.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, they're doing this MJF anti-hero kind of thing when you know he's gonna do some slimy shit. Like, you know,
he better at this point. Do
some slimy shit.
I'm waiting for it.
AEW has, I mean, they have the Nightmare Factory. They're people who work with them, but they don't have like an official system where people who had training prior go in to get finished, so to speak. And that's more what Travis saying. No, no more calling number, Boris. Use the internet. but yeah. I wonder what they, I don't know if they got a, oh, Trios Championship was good. Good opening match. They was like, nah, best friends, you're not taking all the titles, Jack. And so they still got him with the Dark Triangle. Not Dark Triangle, I'm sorry. I get these names confused and conflated with Death Triangle.
Death Triangle? Yeah.
There you go.
Anything of note happening tonight? What are they selling tonight on?
Also, people, please, if you're listening to this, like, stop asking me about what I think about X talent not being on the show, or why aren't they utilizing such, like, guys, I just always tweet back, what you want me to say? Like,
they want you to cape for somebody, or they want you to bury somebody.
Yeah, what position are you trying to put the talent in when you ask?
One of two things.
Because if I say something, it might look like they've been talking to me, and I've been like, oh yeah, such and such, such and such. Like, no, don't leave me out of that. I want no parts in it. I want everybody to have fun and everybody to get rich. That's what I fucking want. Yeah. Let's see. AEW Dynamite preview. How much basketball did you watch last week?
Basketball? None. Ask me how much baseball I've watched, though.
Well, you should watch baseball. Your team's, hey, man, listen. Your man, you know, we got Bryce Harper out of there and got us a World Series out of it. You got him and you got one. So it worked out for everybody, man.
We ain't got one yet, but yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, you're there.
Yeah.
And
he got an MVP with y'all, and he got one with us too. So yeah, no.
That boy cold.
Yeah.
Let's see. So actually, let me see. They got Wardlow and Samoa Joe.
Well, I think Rich is posting them in the chat.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Yeah.
Penta Mox.
Urban Our Glory, FTR, number one contenders match. Penta and Mox, Rio and Hayter, Yuta and Claudio versus Jericho and Garcia. And Yuta is fed up with them boys, man. Yuta's like, yo, if you wasn't fucking dick riding Garcia so hard, our shit would be together. And now you got your ass beat and punched in the face because you don't know how to act. Yeah, man.
What do you think of the post I just put up on the screen? FTR versus Lee and Swerve, number one contender, so probably a breakup.
I think.
And obviously FTR ain't breaking up.
Swerve's done some really good heel work lately. And it already seems like him and Keith Lee, you know, they haven't been on the same page as before they won the titles. And so it might be good for them. They got so many tag teams down there. I think it might be a good move. Now, you did have Swerve, Swerve went into business for himself and attacked Billy Gunn. I do think that's going to work. How about those Blazers? My colleague and Trev, you know Vanessa, she went to the Trailblazers game last night, I want to say, because she's out there doing the job that we do. So she had a good time. But yeah, look good. He's showing what Hit Row is missing.
Absolutely. Because Adonis ain't it. He's not leader guy that doesn't have to be like bombacious, like top dollar. Like he's the big brash one who says but Swerve was the one that held the thing together. Adonis was there to as a body and to work, but as a second to top dollar, who naturally probably shouldn't be a number one. He's a hype man. He's somebody to back you up and with some good stuff. And Brie, she's just, I just don't think it's the, I don't know. It's, I don't know if, like, does she really like wrestling? Like, it doesn't seem like a fit.
Who, B-Fab?
Like, she seems like halfway in, halfway out. Like, if she, I don't know. It's weird with them. Once Swerve was away from
now, are you
group,
saying,
you start kind of.
Are you saying Adonis or are you saying, what's my man?
I'm saying Adonis. Adonis.
Scott Dallas, the leader guy.
Right. This is what I was saying. Wrap it up. Adonis isn't it in any, okay, as any kind of number one guy. Top Dollar is a solid number two guy, you know, bombastic second, a good second, but he's not the lead, shouldn't be, I should say, the lead, the number one face of your group. But he has to be, and that, which means Adonis is the two as far as the guys. B-Fab is there, and Adonis is just there for a line. Like, yeah, he's like, does some ad libs, mama. Yeah, it's just that's kind of for me what he's mama, there
I
for.
I caught on what you were doing.
Yeah, like that's so. Yeah, Swerve step not in the group, kind of. It's not like this is any surprise, but you know, it's just not as. Not as good, not as eye-catching or must-see. So, Donis barely speaks. He just throws in a, that's right. You know, word to mother. That's
not word to mother.
That's just really what he does.
Oh, snap. They almost got me.
B-Fab didn't do anything wrestling related because she was probably knew she would had a decent chance of getting back, and why, you know, I guess she could have did indies and stuff like that, but I don't remember seeing her doing indies before, you know. It's just odd. Like I could not see B-Fab on a show with 70 people and she still had the same energy she has when she shows up on SmackDown or NXT even.
Yeah. And you got Legado down there now too. Like that's a crowded scene all of a sudden. In the tag team ranks. course the Usos, course New Day, course Viking Raiders. You got Latin Lovers. So yeah,
they're more the enhancement folks, well, you know, talent down there. Yeah. But any thoughts on Sarah Logan being
coming back? I mean, you know, that's what they do. They be out there in the woods rubbing dirt on themselves and, you know, doing whatever else the fuck. So hey, it works. I do think that like this valet manager and in Rhea Ripley's case, like heavy, like having different things for women to do outside of the log jam seems to be the mid card of singles division. I think it's good. I think it's good.
So, yeah. And she's there when they need or want or come up with an idea for her in the actual singles women's division.
Absolutely.
Or the tag division or what have you. So she is talented, not the best talker or, you know, personality. She certainly fits with the Viking Raiders as the third, the female in the group. And, you know, what was she? Was she in Absolution or was she in the other one?
Who?
Was she in Riot Sarah Squad?
Logan?
Yeah.
Riot Squad.
She was a Riot Squad person. Okay. So, yeah. She's definitely in the background of a group type character. So, all right, let's try to talk to some people. We got Kylan; he's been hanging on forever. So let's go to Newark and talk to Kylan. And again, that the link you probably
I'll put it in the chat. I'll put it in.
Scroll back a little bit. But yeah, there's a link here in the chat if you want to be a guest and come on to the show instead of a call-in number. Just hit the link and we'll and I don't think you have to use your camera. Like, you don't want your face all up in the screen. You don't have to. Like 845, if you know, well shit, 845 didn't call in with the or didn't chime in when he was on hold on the phone. I don't think he's gonna put a camera in his own face and all of a sudden be on. Damn, I'm getting YouTube interactions and shit. Nice. That channel's been dead since my Bosnia trip. God damn. 10 years ago. All right, let's bring Kylan on to the stream.
Hey guys.
What's happening, Kylan? What's on your mind?
Well, firstly, I would just like to say it is an honor to be the first official. I guess I shouldn't call myself a guest in our official new home because I've been an unofficial contributor here for the last 10 and a half years, so yeah. I don't think guest is a proper word to refer.
Well, even though I'm Cam's friend, I'm still a guest when I go to his crib. So you're a guest and you're a very welcome guest, but you know, you don't live here, so you a guest, but you're an honored guest. So yeah, what's you on your mind?
Let's see. I have two big picture things here.
All right.
They both concern, as has been semi-usual since he took over, they both concern Triple H's changes to the overall booking philosophy here of WWE. First question, what do you make of the newly scheduled NXT Deadline premium live events?
Slash, we just talked about this.
Slash pay-per-view.
Okay, there you go.
being scheduled for December 10th, the same Saturday which Tony Khan will hold his revived version of Ring of Honor's Final Battle pay-per-view on.
It's going to be a long-ass day.
Yeah. It's the first thing I thought. Like, well, it's a lot of content, a lot of wrestling. Yeah, I don't know, Cam, what do you think?
I mean, I was like, one, I guess they got rid of day one, so that's not happening. And there's no actual December pay-per-view from like main roster, I don't think. But I mean, hey, I don't think that, like, one thing about them running the same day as ROH is like, you're not choosing where to spend your dollars. Like, if you buy the ROH show, chances are you already have the Peacock. So it's like, hey, maybe I'm just going to turn this into a full day. Hell, maybe that's good for ROH. like running just wrestling all day. I don't think people get burned out. Also, I want to say that's the same Saturday as the Heisman ceremony. Let me see.
Is that a big ratings draw?
Well, it's just something that one less thing to worry about. Let's see. Heisman ceremony date. Actually, it's December the 5th. Oh, it is December the 10th. Yeah. So it's that night. So it's just like typically you're at the end of football. The regular season's over the week before for college. And so, yeah, need something to do that night. I don't know if NFL's running games. I think it's still too early for them to be running a Saturday game. And so, yeah, it's just a night with less football programming than any other night in the fall. So, yeah, I think it's kind of good for everybody just running that all day.
And what's the show called? NXT
Deadline.
NXT Deadline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, NXT with the strategic shows that you can, you know, pay-per-views that you don't have to necessarily schedule a year out, that you can do 6 weeks beforehand, go, oh, because I guess the flexibility of having, you know, Peacock behind you and a network overseas, you don't have to worry about cable lineups and pay-per-view providers lineups and stuff. So you can do that, and that's good. That's some flexibility. That's a bit of nimbleness that they can show. So I'm interested to what are they thinking about? Because I assume whatever they start now on TV is going to be blown off there, especially whoever steps up as Breaker's new opponent. Maybe Melo's rematch for the North American is gonna happen at that show.
Yeah, you got, and I mean, again, Cruz has already kind of stated his claim. You didn't have Melo on TV, and so he's, you know, kind of due to be up there. You got Waller in the wings. Yeah, so we'll see. It looks like, I don't know, he might not be done with JD McDonagh the way he took out Dragunov. So, yeah, definitely some people in the mix there for sure.
What else you got for us, Kyler?
And the second point to this, what do you make of Triple H making the official decision on, I believe, Monday to officially disband the match-specific pay-per-view
Hell in a Cell
shows?
Yeah. Thumbs way up. A very good idea. I assume except Money in the Bank. Money in the Bank is probably going to still be a pay-per-view in itself.
I know Hell in a Cell's out of there.
Yeah.
Like, I know Hell in a Cell's out of there. TLC should be too.
Elimination Chamber.
So, yeah. I think it's great, man. I think that it became, like, you almost booked to the show, which is fine for Royal Rumble and Survivor Series and WrestleMania and Money in the Bank. But it should not be something that you play to six times a year, seven times a year. Absolutely. And those matches.
Those matches will become special again. Like when they
break out. A Hell in a Cell match should feel like a big deal. Yeah. a ladder match. I think ladder match is kind of, fine with that being what it is. Hell in a Cell, I Quit, No Holds Barred, all that shit needs to be important and it should exist. Casket match, it should exist in a space where this should feel different and not because it's that time of the year.
All right.
I like Elimination Chamber too, though. I do like Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber, the
first back, no way out for sure.
I think the first Elimination Chamber under Triple H is going to go so, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because they're going to have time to build up to the thing. All these different, not feuds are going to come together, but it's going to make sense why these six people are going to be putting this chamber, this career shortening element, whatever. So cool, Kylan, appreciate you, man. Thanks for
by the way, Cam, even though this is a minor thing, did you notice that Triple H has gotten us back to the hard rock theme for NXT as opposed to the, what was it, down south slang and
I know Wale somewhere punching a wall.
Triple H's music picks. I was going to say this in the group chat, and maybe I did, but he rarely misses. There was a new song, and I was like, oh my God, this song slaps. And it was a hard rock, a song. He's very good. And even like Poppy, who, I don't particularly care for, the songs they feature of hers are the good ones. So,
absolutely. Great ear. He really has a great ear. His themes have always been so good. But yeah, really good ear for music. Absolutely.
All right. Long term, or certainly a Cam Twitch follower and East Coast Cast listener. Chris.
His mustache, Chris.
This Chris Sayago? I guess you ain't have to put your whole government.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Chris?
Not much, man. I was going to bounce off what you guys were talking about with like.
Wait, are you okay? Do you need us to call the authorities? Are you?
Leaned out.
Have you been kidnapped,
I'm in my bedroom right now, man. So like, as soon as I get home, I'm going straight to bed.
Right.
I'm watching the X-Files right now.
Oh damn.
Yeah, but I was going to bounce off what you guys were talking about, like Hell in a Cell and Extreme Rules and all that. I feel like Hell in a Cell, Elimination Chamber, all the TLC matches, those should be like the last resort type of things,
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a whole entire pay-per-view thing. It should be like, oh shit, we got to sell this feud one way or another.
Remember when Cena and Wade Barrett had a chairs match? And it was, I think they dropped all those chairs, pulled the ripcord and
Yeah,
you're forced to do ridiculous things like a chairs match, as if chairs aren't the most ubiquitous wrestling prop. It's just, okay, sorry to cut you off, Chris. Go ahead.
No. And like, I feel like they just wanted to maximize on profits because, we got to have pay-per-views every single fucking month.
Remember 2003? Remember Bad Blood, and then 2 weeks later, you had like a Judgment Day or Great American Bash or something. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, all that shit.
Every 2 weeks, there's a pay per view for like a year straight, and it was the pits.
Yeah, no, and like I feel like with maybe this new regime, I think they're recognizing maybe we're burning folks out on the content, so we got to limit stuff like Hell in a Cell and Extreme Rules and all the type of stuff to, hey, it's a last resort type of thing. We're not gonna spam it into our viewers' consciousness. If that makes
sense.
Yeah,
we're not going to water down our own product by oversaturating and giving people, we already have 7 hours of free content every week. Do you want to add, you know, 8 more a month because you guys have a show, have 2 shows a month? Yeah, 2 pay-per-view.
By the numbers, show it that, like, make them feel like big deals. Like, that's what has to happen, right? Like, yeah, so I think this is a good move. I think that it's a way to freshen things up. And what's crazy is, like, we're talking about that. Like you said, Trav, remember in 03 when they had shows back-to-back? It's been, like, 20 years since it's been just, like, organic-feeling shows. You know what I mean? So, absolutely.
Yeah, where everything's – if you as a fan even feel, oh, this is a money grab. This is set up in the way to maximize – and not even maximize, but to just gouge – not because the prices are super high, which they eventually got, pay-per-views, 70, 80 bucks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But gouging folks by putting on 2 shows a month, like,
yeah,
that's
news. And because of the roster depth and the fact that they had the roster split, those were not great pay-per-views. They were some of the worst, you know, those brand-specific pay-per-views were some of the worst pay-per-views of the era, just because of the lack of star power, because they just, you know, you have Orlando Jordan in a prominent spot on pay-per-view. Like, that's probably not a great thing.
Not to put on Orlando Jordan, but that was absolutely whack. And speaking of pay-per-views, I'm going to be at the Prestige Roseland show on Sunday. Okay. Alex Shelley versus Yamato, Jungle Kiona versus Deonna Purrazzo. A bunch of other matches that are probably gonna bang.
Yeah. Nah, that's lit.
So,
and what promotion is this? I didn't hear it when you said it.
Prestige Wrestling.
Out Prestige Portland. Wrestling. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you were the one talking repping Portland in the chat room. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I was just reading this.
Uh oh. They put him in the bag.
They came in up. Oh, that was, wait, where'd Boris go?
Oh, Trav, okay. Did you hit a button? You got Boris out of there?
I ain't do nothing. I was just about to go to Boris. But if Chris jumps back on, we'll bring him back on to make his
there we go.
To make his point.
Okay, Boris is back.
Okay.
And there's Chris. Okay.
Yeah, so there was a thing that was going around on Saturday where I think it might have been Wade's thing talking about the entire situation with the Elite and Punk, and he was like, Tony wouldn't have sided with the Elite at a certain period of time, and he was talking about how, like, Tony didn't see anything else left for Kenny and the Bucks, and I was kind of shocked when I read that, and I was like,
as in they won't be back?
Well, let me
as TV talent.
Yeah, or so there were times when Tony would have wanted to side with Punk over the Bucks and Kenny in terms of him as a wrestling fan and thinking about what he can do with Punk. I think he's not enamored with what's left to do with the Young Bucks and Omega.
Yeah, but
happy birthday, CM Punk.
I ain't riding for CM Punk. I ain't riding with CM Punk. You know, like, I'm not even a fan of the Bucks and Omega. More not a fan of the Bucks. Omega's fine. But if it's like who to pick between these guys who I know are going to be around and amiable.
I would absolutely not put. And friendly. Me given the choice, I'm going with them three.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do not want to see a Young Bucks match ever in my life. But I'm going with those three because I know, like,
they brought Tony to the dance.
Not even just brought him to the dance, but, like, those people, as much as they love CM Punk, they are going to continue showing up to see the Bucks and Omega. Like, that's their religion damn near. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't no way. Because, like, I think they've done good business with Punk. I've enjoyed the storylines with Punk. I've enjoyed the matches with Punk. I think that there is a shelf life. Like, I think that. And this isn't like, I don't know what more they could have done with CM Punk. Like, I don't know where you go from here. other than him being like, you know, heel Punk, saying things you don't want to hear. But like, I think that there's still dream matches there with Omega. There's still a Bucks title run as like faces. Like there's things to do. Yeah, even like thinking long term, that thing that they do that I'm not super fond of, they're gonna be able to do it for a long time, you know. Yeah. So like you said, Chris, absolutely, that's who he showed up with. That's who you came to the dance with. But outside of that, like, that's who's gonna last more songs. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I love that Wade, and not you saying this, Chris, but I love that Wade speculating turned into Wade reporting turned into Wade Keller's an idiot. Because the internet is the internet, and it's just like, guys, yeah. he's
saying what he knows
exactly, or what he thinks, you know.
Yeah,
you
if like speculation is just
yeah, exactly, but that. The wrong Wade Keller has reported, and again, you didn't say this. This is what I was reading. It was just like, guys, like that's not what those words mean at all. But it's the game. It is absolutely the game.
The game is the game.
It is, and that motherfucker is frigid.
Anything else for us, Chris?
Nah, guys, digging this whole entire thing.
Yeah,
pretty cool,
yeah,
right?
It is, yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah, we definitely improved and made an upward move, not a lateral move with the platform switch. So I like it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna get back to my X-Files and when, because I watch AEW through other means.
Respect.
So
don't have your TV too loud watching the X-Files, because if the wrong person hears the truth is out there, they're gonna show up to your door rapping. So just
oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, so I watch AEW on my phone and whatever's on my TV, my PS4.
Yeah. I got you. All right, man. Don't be a stranger.
Chris, thank you so much for all the support and love. Thank you, my man. Take care.
All right, let's check the inbox. Let's check the messages. All right, moving along here. All right, let's hopefully Boris don't drop off. You done dropping the call, Boris? Boris, welcome to the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Shots!
Ladies and
shots
gentlemen.
Shots on shots, damn!
We have a celebrity in the building. From Snowfall, we got my man Scully. What's good, baby? Good to have you on.
Well, it would, you know, I had to make my appearance. I'm not a camera person, but you know, everybody else just showed up, so you know, I gotta show up and act up too.
It is appreciated, sir.
You ain't gotta. I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm looking at myself on the camera too. Do I look glossy eyed? Because I just started. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That was your first.
I was looking at everybody.
It was Doc Brown's first too. I remember what happened on his first.
Hey, you realize all of us got the grays now everywhere.
Hey, that's the light. That's the light. That's the light refracting weirdly. Mine is jet solid black, like Eric Bischoff's 2005 deal. I haven't seen my dad in 6 years face to face. But he's, you know, giving me shit. He's 72, so he loves to see shit like this. I see you over there, son, with the grays. Oh man, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll give y'all an update.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Carl Anderson. As of this morning, it was said not to script him. That's because Hikuleo said he wants to take the belt off him. So he talked to the guys at New Japan, he told them, don't script him. When he come back, he won't. So
don't script him? What do you mean?
Don't take the belt off him. Don't take the belt off.
It's supposed to be defended the same day.
Right.
Crown Jewel, that match that he has over there, is the same day as him supposed to defend the title against Hikuleo for New Japan.
Oh.
And this morning, he told him, don't take it off him. Don't script him. They got a policy like
if you don't defend it, they'll strip you of the title. He's right until he comes back. But yeah, that's all I'm not.
I mean, isn't that WWE booked the match? They're if they want to have a relationship with them later, is it the best thing to do when, you know, your big first high profile kind of deal is you're going to
I mean, throw that man some bread, something, or throw the promotion some bread. I don't know. It is,
but again, you're still, and it's Japanese culture. They're losing face. Yeah. You know, you took their guy and booked them, and they chose to take that booking over the one they already had that other company knew they had.
They better send somebody over there. Who don't send Kevin Owens? He ain't going. He ain't going to Saudi Arabia. Send Kevin Owens over there. Let him have
Where's he? Is that why he hasn't been on TV? There's been no real Kevin Owens.
He just remember he don't go on them trips.
No. I know, but is that why I haven't seen him on Raw in the last like three shows? Feels like.
It's been three weeks, huh?
And I wonder if that's because we're building to a show he's not going to be on. So, of all the want to give a guy a break. Hey, here's a month off. Give him a month off. Before the lead up to the show, he won't, and everybody knows he won't be on. So, all right, I don't like all this gray hair talk in the chat room. It's enough. It's enough. Damn it. Well, Josh, yeah, hold my beer. I've been gray since I was 8. Fuck you. Yeah, Go ahead, Boris. Jump back
with the Rhea Ripley problem. For now, I was
asking the problem.
And with Gallows now, they who will they pick to stay face, because she's slamming them. Over there, you can't hit back.
So it was funny. Did you see? Okay, Trav, did you watch like all of Raw?
Yeah.
Okay, so when Gallows is like, "Yo, I can go talk to her. It's gonna be cool. We can work it. I'm good with the ladies." And he came back like, "Is she hitting him in the nuts like off screen?" They're having fun with it right now. I don't think that they're like you said, they don't really have like that man or woman physical interaction.
They haven't going one way.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna get the best of her though. Like, I think that,
and they should.
I think that's gonna come later with like a Bianca or like her actual opponent.
Right. But do the OC.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they get.
Temporary alliance with the woman, with the woman who fits their kind of
wild ass Nikki Cross. It was nice seeing Nikki Cross back.
It was. Right? It was tough putting her in that position.
Oh no, for sure. She's going to be like the next heel challenger.
Main event of Raw, and her face is what we go off. And last time we saw her, she was essentially a jobber.
Yeah, looked great. I love her 80s hair. Yeah. She was fresh out of Glow. Yeah, that should be fun. Like, give me that Nikki Cross that was out there fighting Oscar no holds barred. Like, give me that. And let her go in there and do her thing for sure.
Right. Even if she's not exactly that, the psycho kind of just wild, I don't need her to be sanity Nikki Cross. And she's not, because she had makeup on and her hair, and she was looking. Obviously, they were, she put some effort into how she looked when she was Nikki Cross, sanity Nikki Cross. Her mascara be running, her hair was all wet and nasty and slicked back, and she slamming her jacket all over the place.
She was slamming the shit out of that jacket in the rain.
That was the point. She's just a maniac. Mm-hmm. So I think they are obviously doing something different with her, but tapping back into the fact that she's an ass-kicking woman. So, yeah. All right. I'm dropping Boris for the last time. As he keeps... In and out. It's like your parents. Stay in this house or stay outside. Whoops. All right.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Marvel dropped 2 trailers, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and the Christmas special.
Quantumania.
Did y'all get to see them?
Sure did. Well, I did. I know
Kate. Yeah, absolutely.
Both of them.
Jonathan Majors is fucking, he's acting. He's acting. And you said the Guardians one too. I need to reach out. My homegirl is one of the art directors. She did No Way Home, and she's doing Guardians 3. I don't know if she's working on this one. I'm gonna ask her. Because I want the inside scoop. But yeah, that looks good. That looks fun. Kevin Bacon popping up. But Ant-Man looks good. Ant-Man looks really good. Somebody was like, it looks like they're just on green screen. Yeah, motherfucker, they in the quantum zone.
No. That's Disney and Marvel. They got billions of dollars, Cam. Why didn't they build a Firefall?
You think this is crazy?
Why didn't they build a set full of intricate,
If you want motherfucking, what is that show? If you want She-Hulk season 2, damn it, you're going to let them use some green screen.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Did you see the supercut of the She-Hulk? It's what's her face? She-Hulk in the bubbles with the little ping pong balls on her and doing. Yeah. That was cute. I did see the trailer for the Guardians one, but I think I watched it with the mindset of Christmas special, and this won't count for a ton. So I don't remember. I don't remember the theme of the, are they saving somebody? Is somebody in trouble? Do they have to get to a place? I don't know. Cause I didn't pay a ton of attention to the trailer, because as soon as I saw Christmas special, I think I just kind of tuned it out. And when you drop the same week or the same day as the damn Ant-Man trailer, that was just, I don't know who thought that would who thought that was a good idea? Put this inconsequential, thing next to the big.
We didn't talk about Black Adam being the number one movie in the world.
We didn't talk about how, again, the critics just
ass, and people are like, "Now we're
wrong." I know Willis spent all the last week trashing the movie that he hadn't even seen yet. And then I think he went to it and was like, I knew it was bad. I was like, motherfucker, you put that in your head that it was going to be bad, drilled it into you. You going to come back to Facebook or Twitter or whatever after a week of talking shit and go, oh, I saw it. It was good, y'all. After, destroying it for a week straight before you even saw it. No. But yeah, most people said it was, at the very least, a fun popcorn movie. Mm-hmm. That might not have had the best story, but it looked great, and the action was great, and The Rock was fucking great, apparently.
Yeah, they love The Rock. Rock used his power. Him, Danny, and Hiram used their power, brought Henry Cavill back. Spoiler alert, motherfucker. They're like, yo.
I was going to say that beforehand, Cam.
Nah, the movie out. If you was going to see Black Adam, you saw it.
6 days. Jeez,
you was gonna see it, you saw it, damn it. But yeah, brought him back and are just gushing over him, making sure he knows he's a focal point, which I think was really smart. Like, whoever gets Superman right is gonna make all the money in the world. Whoever gets him right is going to do that. And they seem like that's what they're going for, so make it happen. Yeah, he's still smoking it. He's gonna continue to smoke it. James Gunn got the book, and so yeah, like he's still doing some more. I think he's still doing like a Marvel movie or two. Yeah, I mean, if you fuck with comic movies, you're in a good position right now. They got a guy in charge who's made hits and seems to understand what these characters are supposed to be. And so DC, this world with these beloved characters nobody can put on screen, he's just gonna do it right. Yeah.
Looking forward to how the second weekend.
He is done. Shut up, Rich. But yeah, he's done. He's cooked.
He's talking about James Gunn.
Yeah, James Gunn. Yeah.
So you're saying they got him on the downs? Not even the downslide.
Well, on the end of the contract, they got him at the end of the deal, and swooped in and signed him before he can get re-signed.
Wow. I mean, that's how it's done. Sorry, Marvel. I don't think he's as big a loss as he is
It's not like they didn't lose a guy. I just think like it's good for both places now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good.
Did you put?
No, I'm doing like the dude in Debatable.
Wow. The Bogart just brodied his way onto the show.
I love it.
So I just wanted to make a clarification.
Give some people a little power and they just go ahead.
James Gunn was basically doing the independent contractor thing, and DC made him an employee. So he was just doing movie to movie with Marvel. Yeah, getting and so DC signed him to this 4-year contract exclusive.
Cool.
Anywho, great show, boys. I'm going back to the cave.
All right.
Yeah, this is all the power. Yeah, we got an echo. I don't have all the power anymore. It used to just be me lording it over everybody. Mwahaha.
Let me hit some. I'm gonna hit some motherfucking buttons right now. hey, we're big. Hey, it's just Trav. Hey, little Cam.
Rich is the whiz, Josh. So, all right. Well, we're 3 minutes away from Dynamite's back. Added the normal schedule tonight, right? Yeah. So Dynamite's on in 3 minutes. If you're listening to this in podcast form, gosh, why do we have that echo? I'm gonna remove Cam. See, it's Cam. I knew it. If you are listening to this in podcast form, and you are a VIP member of the Torch, please click over. Rich and I will be by for another hour or so, some content. And if you're listening to this in podcast form and you didn't, and this whole StreamYard thing is new to you, please join us next week in some form or fashion. Email us or tweet us or watch us on YouTube or Twitter or Twitch or Facebook and join in on the conversation. Maybe get yourself in on the show, ask a question, show your pretty face here on the show. And, yeah, this felt real good. This is, I feel like a real dumbass for being real stagnant and complacent with Blog Talk Radio. I remember 12 years ago, it was the hot new technology, you know. Now they didn't do enough to stay relevant, and folks like StreamYard swooped in and was like, oh, we can fill those needs of, you know, modern problems require modern solutions. So. We'll go ahead and Cam, want to say goodbye to the people?
I do want to say goodbye to the people. Next week will be episode 600 of the Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast cast. I got some things in the works. Maybe a little special thing will happen. Check out my latest article with The Ringer, talking to Carmelo Hayes before NXT Halloween Havoc. Turned out really well. Real good insight into NXT in general, the PC, Shawn Michaels, Booker T, comparisons that have been made, what his trajectory is, who he wants to face. So yeah, theringer.com, just search the name Cameron Hawkins and you can pull up my info as well as my RSS feed if you just want to subscribe. So yeah, check that out.
How close are we to verification?
Man, they denied my request. But they don't tell you why, so I got to figure that out. So, I don't know.
That's
like immediately bullshit. Too. So it's something on the technical side.
Oh, it was an algorithm.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So again, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. So please keep us in mind for episode 600 next week. Please join us live. And until next week, for Cameron, for Rich, I'm Travis. We out.